Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mary O'Connor, and I'm going to talk to you about how NIOSH, with the help of our stakeholders in the aviation industry, developed a fatigue prevention tool for commercial pilots in Alaska. Fatigue became a national focus after the Colgan air crash in New York in 2009. Both pilots had commuted overnight and had slept in the crew room. The investigation revealed that they were most likely sleep deprived, and this had likely impaired their performance. As a result of this crash, the Federal Aviation Administration created a new proposal to limit fatigue for pilots flying large passenger aircraft. The proposal stated that pilots flying small commercial aircraft like the kind used in Alaska should expect to see the same or very similar regulations. We conducted a literature review and found that there was a lack of information on fatigue and the types of flying that Alaskan pilots do. So our researchers set out to find out if fatigue was indeed a problem in Alaska. We conducted focus group discussions to obtain information from our industry stakeholders. We talked to pilots and management in a variety of aviation operations with different business models and in geographically diverse areas. We found that Alaska had some unique challenges to obtaining adequate rest, including seasonal and temperature extremes, long periods away from home where pilots might live in pilot housing or in man camps, and they might fly multiple flights with very short legs. There were some circumstances where there was a greater potential for fatigue, but there was no real consensus on the incidence of fatigue. However, we consistently heard from pilots and management that there was a need for education on fatigue awareness, prevention, and mitigation. We looked at work that had been previously done by NIOSH and others and found that extensive research had been done on fatigue in nurses and truck drivers. Using previous research findings and products, we were able to develop the base of a training program. When we talked to pilots and management, we were told that anything that we did had to be real Alaska, so generic settings and recommendations wouldn't be credible. So we worked with our stakeholders to film scenarios and actual working locations with real pilots. In collaboration with the NIOSH Education and Information Division, a training program was developed. The training includes slides, videos that reinforce information, accident reviews, quizzes, and a self-test where viewers can test their own sleepiness. In addition to peer review by aviation company management, we also took the fatigue prevention training to three classes of pilots to make sure that the content was presented in the most appropriate manner for our audience. For the most part, our training test pilots were over 25 years old, and almost three-quarters of them lived in Alaska. The rest commuted from the lower 48. About half the pilots had more than 5 years' experience working as commercial pilots. We were pleasantly surprised by the results that we received on the surveys. When asked how pertinent the training was to their jobs, almost all of the pilots said that the training was somewhat or very pertinent to their work. 75% of the pilots rated the training as excellent to very good. Before the training, 62% of the pilots thought that it was important to manage fatigue, but after, that number increased to 84%. 85% of the pilots thought that they could use the information from the training to improve the quality of their lives. Enhancing the quality of sleep and mitigating fatigue can have benefits that reach far beyond the individual worker. We knew that a one-size-fits-all approach to fatigue prevention would not be an option for the training. Although it was specifically designed for pilots of the small aircraft that are used in rural Alaska, we've had an interest and a lot of support from operators in Alaska. To help make the training useful for a wide variety of users, a training guide is being developed to help the trainers tailor the training for their own specific operations and their own regulatory requirements. The training will be available on the NIOSH Aviation website through our industry partners, the Aviation Safety Council of Alaska, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the Medallion Foundation. The Safety Council has been our go-to group, and we're working through them to conduct further evaluation. To have an effective intervention, it helps to involve stakeholders early and often, and being open to new ideas can help make the needs of stakeholders and your target audience known. I'll be available afterwards if there are any questions. This training took me a lot of places where I never thought that I would go, but being open to stakeholders, terribly interesting.